Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello and welcome to a special New Year edition of Voice of Mongolia in English. We would like to wish a very happy New Year to all our Voice of Mongolia listeners around the world. Today we have prepared a special program to share the excitement of the New Year celebrations here in Mongolia. But first, let's begin today's special edition with one of the Mongolian New Year songs. We hope you enjoy it and please stay tuned until the end.
Зүрхийг минь цоглуулж чадсан хүүхэлдэг би хайр Зүвийг нь сонгоогүйчсэн тэр бод миний хайр Зүрхний чинь дотор талд, цонхны чинь гадна талд Цүмөхөө чиний төлөө одооч бэлэндэн Цагийн зүү шүн дондыг цог үйд би чамай хайр Зарах чинь мартах гойн тул зүүдэл сэрсэн байна Цагаанаас цагаахан Чүн орсан цас шиг чи Чамгүүгээр байгаа би Нас барсан хүн шиг гэй Зүрхийг минь цоглуулж чадсан хүүхэлдэг би хайр Зүвийг нь сонгоогүйчсэн тэр бод миний хайр Зүрхний чинь дотор талд Цонхны чинь гадна талд Цүмөхөө чиний төлөө одооч бэлэндэн Цагийн дүн шүн дондыг цог үйд би чамай хайр Зарах чинь мартах бойн тул зүүдэл сэрсэн байна Цагаанаас цагаахан Чүн орсан цас шиг чи Чамгүүгээр байгаа би Нас барсан хүн шиг гэр Нам гүн цайз дүнсин Намайг чиних байсныг сануулах гэд Зам цас цонх бүрсин Чамайг яваад үхсныг сануулах мэд Нар бууч сар гархад Үлгэр дахиад эхлэн өнгөрсөн дөө Хантаз шал болон Миний найзууд олон мөхөрсөн дөө Зүрхийг минь цоглуулж чадсан хүүхэлдэг би хайр Зүвийг нь сонгоогүйчсэн тэр бод миний хайр Зүрхний чинь дотор талд Цонхны чинь гадна талд Цүмөхөө чиний төлөө одооч бэлэндэн Цагийн дүн шүн дондыг цог үйд би чамай хайр Зарах чинь мартах бойн тул зүүдэл сэрсэн байна Цагаанаас цагаахан Чин орсон цас шиг чи Чамгүүгээр байгаа би Нас барсан хүн шиг би
Welcome back, listeners. Now let's return to our main topic of today's program, how Mongolians celebrate the New Year. Since the 1930s, when Russian, Soviet, and Western cultures began to influence Mongolia, people here have started celebrating the New Year. It is noted that the famous Mongolian poet and writer Natsik Dorj celebrated the New Year with his colleagues in 1931, which is considered one of the first New Year celebrations in Mongolia. Although Mongolians do not traditionally celebrate Christmas, the New Year is celebrated widely with many festive parties. There is no religious significance attached to the holiday, and unlike Christmas, it is celebrated as a secular occasion. As in many countries, January 1st is a public holiday in Mongolia, allowing people to spend time celebrating with their families and friends. If January 1st falls on a weekend, another weekday is given as a day off. In recent years, many young people in Mongolia have started celebrating the New Year at nightclubs and bars, which often offer special events and festive dinners. However, as with many aspects of Mongolian life, traditions still remain strong. The New Year is one of the biggest holidays in Mongolia and is widely celebrated with family members, classmates, and colleagues. New Year parties are held at schools and workplaces from mid-December until the end of the year. Almost all organizations, institutions, schools, and kindergartens organize New Year celebrations. At kindergarten parties, children dress up in cute, colorful costumes and perform special concerts for their parents. For young children, the most exciting moment of the celebration is receiving New Year presents from Father Frost, who arrives with his snow girls. During the celebration, Father Frost and the snow girls call each child's name and personally hand out their New Year presents. In Mongolia, instead of Santa Claus, Father Frost and the snow girls traditionally visit the New Year parties and families. As students grow older, their New Year parties also become more mature. In the past, school children usually organized their New Year celebrations in classrooms or school gyms. Classmates, together with their teachers, would set up tables filled with homemade delicacies, organize games and competitions, award the best students of the year, and end the celebration with dancing in the classroom. As times have changed, teenagers and university students now prefer to celebrate the New Year in restaurants rather than in classrooms. Selected restaurants usually take care of all the arrangements, including table settings, New Year meals, and even live concerts or entertainment. School New Year parties are not only about fancy outfits and festive dinners, they are also a time for students to share their feelings with one another, to apologize and to forgive if anyone's feelings have been hurt. These gatherings often become meaningful moments where classmates speak honestly, reconnect emotionally, and create memories that will be remembered for years to come. In addition to school and student celebrations, the New Year is also an important occasion for workplaces in Mongolia. Offices, companies, and public institutions usually organize year-end parties where colleagues come together to reflect on the past year. These gatherings often include speeches, award ceremonies recognizing outstanding employees' performances, and festive dinners. For many adults, workplace New Year parties are a chance to strengthen team spirit, express gratitude, and welcome the coming year with renewed motivation and optimism. From early December, many people, especially women, began thinking carefully about their outfits, hairstyles, and overall appearance for the celebrations. By mid-December, shopping malls and boutiques become noticeably crowded as both students and employees search for New Year party outfits. Hair salons are also fully booked, often accepting clients by appointment only, as demand increases sharply during this time. While employees prepare for the celebrations, the management of organizations and institutions works hard to organize memorable and enjoyable New Year parties. These events often include a summary of the year's achievements and the recognition of employees who have shown outstanding performance throughout the year. Awards and prizes are given as a way of appreciation. As most of these parties are held before December 31st, the holiday spirit begins early in December with celebrations among classmates and colleagues. Now let's have a short musical break with the Mongolian New Year's song. And then we will talk about how Mongolians celebrate New Year's Eve with their families, and stay tuned.
Үрсэн сай яваага дуулгаа сай Ээжүүдийн бодол амраа сай Үгэ нууж үнэн хайрлдаг Абуудын хүсэл бирээсээ
Амт та байвал жаргалтай Хайрын бүтэн байгаа сай Аджууд үнэгчлэх бурхтаа Гэгэн зүүдэн зачлаусан Шинжилийн миндийг хүргий Сэтгэлэн аз жаралар дүргий Шимнэн шивний хүслээ шивний Ширээ дүрэн мүрөдөл дэлгий
Ногоохон гацур ташилгүсэн Бахчуудын хүсэл бэлээсэн
Ёо чихнээс чинь гяси хонгор мэн гэрэтси хонгор мэн төрөтси хонгор мэн эргчил цэгэл тэхэ тоглох гэсэн хонгор мэн амдрал нар жаргал амжилт гэсэн хонгор мэн
Ach doch, ach doch, гурван гүсэн дүнгүүлэг хамтдаа ярьж алахыг нэмсэглээ.
Наашлах мөрөөдөлтөө эргэлзэхгүй, цаашлах өнөөдөр эргэж ирэхгүй.
On New Year's Eve itself, Mongolians traditionally celebrate at home with their families. And with that, let's now move on to the next part of our program, where we'll talk about how families prepare for the New Year and how they celebrate it together. In Mongolia, the New Year is primarily a family holiday, whereas in some countries it is celebrated more as a time to gather with friends. Families usually decorate their New Year's tree well before December the 31st. In the past, real fir trees were commonly used, filling homes with a fresh and pleasant scent. Today, however, artificial fir trees are more widely decorated in Mongolian households. For many families, decorating the New Year's tree has become a cherished tradition, especially for children. Interestingly, guests visiting the home often hang banknotes of Mongolian tugriks on the tree as a gift for the children. If there is more than one child in the family, the money is shared equally. Over time, the New Year's tree has come to symbolize prosperity and good fortune, and it's also a joyful way for children to earn a little extra money during the winter season. In Mongolia, gifts are usually bought mainly for children. In recent years, many young people, companies, and social media groups have also begun organizing volunteer activities to support children from low-income families, orphanages, and families in need, especially during December. Instead of sweets and candies, many people now choose practical and meaningful gifts such as warm clothing, children's books, and healthier items. Children eagerly wait for their presents while adults exchange warm wishes and reflect on the passing year. On December the 31st, Mongolians traditionally gather at their parents' or relatives' homes to welcome the New Year together. If you are invited to someone's home, it is customary to bring a cake and a bottle of champagne, which are considered the most appropriate holiday gifts. As the year comes to an end, families across Mongolia begin preparing for one of the most meaningful nights of the year. In the kitchen, mothers prepare a variety of traditional Mongolian dishes, including steamed meat dumplings, known as bot, boiled or stewed mutton or beef with vegetables, potato salad, and in some homes, grilled chicken, pork, or fish, along with different kinds of salads. Once the cooking is finished, families carefully set the table using their finest tableware and tablecloths. Having orange on the New Year's dinner table is considered an important tradition in Mongolia and symbolizes freshness and good fortune. Then the real joy begins. Families share stories, events, and happy memories from the outgoing year, while also commenting on and enjoying the New Year's dinner. Children receive their New Year presents, adding to the excitement of the evening. Most family dinners begin early in the evening, with anticipation growing as midnight approaches. As the countdown nears, many Mongolians are glued to their televisions, watching special New Year programs and waiting for the traditional New Year's address by the President of Mongolia, which is broadcast live about 5 minutes before midnight. As the countdown reaches its final seconds, families open their bottles of champagne to welcome the New Year. When the clock strikes midnight, fireworks light up the sky, champagne corks pop, and cheers fill the air. Fireworks have become the main highlight of the night after the countdown. In the capital city, the New Year celebration has become more vibrant and organized in recent years. The largest and most spectacular fireworks display takes place at Sukbara Square in the center of Ulaanbaatar. If you happen to be in the Mongolian capital during this time, you can enjoy a truly unforgettable experience at Sukbara Square, where concerts, live performances by famous Mongolian artists, and a magnificent fireworks show are organized by the city authorities. Every year, despite the cold winter night, large crowds gather to celebrate and welcome the New Year together. Young people, in particular, enjoy welcoming the New Year in public spaces, combining traditional celebrations with modern entertainment. Alongside Sukbara Square, Christmas markets and pop-up holiday events have become increasingly popular. Various shopping centers, parks, and cultural venues organize markets, craft fairs, and themed events where visitors can enjoy seasonal foods, warm drinks, handmade gifts, and holiday decorations. These markets often run for several weeks, offering families and young people the opportunity to experience the festive spirit well before New Year's Eve. In recent years, while many traditional customs remain strong, the way Mongolians celebrate the New Year has also begun to reflect modern lifestyles. Social media, digital technology, and changing work habits have all influenced how people prepare for and experience the holiday season. Today, preparations for the New Year often begins weeks in advance. Throughout December, homes are decorated with lights, artificial fir trees, and festive ornaments. Many families now share photos and videos of their decorated homes and holiday moments on social media platforms, making the New Year celebration not only a private family event but also a shared online experience. One noticeable change is how people prepare emotionally and mentally for the New Year. More Mongolians now use the end of the year as a time for reflection rather than only celebration. Writing personal year summaries, setting goals, and sharing year-in-review posts on social media have become popular. Many people post about lessons learned, challenges overcome, and hopes for the coming year, turning the new year into a moment of personal growth and self-reflection. Another recent trend is the rise of experience-based celebrations. Instead of focusing only on food and parties, some families and young couples choose to welcome the New Year by traveling within the country or staying at resorts near Ulaanbaatar. Short winter trips, countryside lodges, and eco-camps offering New Year packets have become increasingly popular, especially among young families seeking a quieter and more meaningful celebration. Among young people, another growing trend is celebrating the New Year as a moment of kindness and contribution. Volunteer groups organize donation campaigns, food drives, and surprise gift deliveries not only for children, but also for elderly people, living alone, single parents, and people with disabilities. This reflects a shift toward viewing the New Year as a time to give back to society, not just to celebrate personally. Overall, modern New Year celebrations in Mongolia are a blend of tradition and innovation. They honor family bonds, cultural customs, and festive joy, while embracing reflection, sustainability, technology, and social responsibility. These evolving practices show how Mongolians continue to adapt their customs, creating new traditions that reflect the hopes and values of today's society. In Mongolia, it's a cherished tradition for many people to watch the sunrise on the morning of January 1st. The first sunrise of the year is believed to bring blessings, good fortune, and a fresh start. Families and friends often wake up early to go outside or travel to open areas, hills, or even nearby mountains to witness the sunrise. Many people quietly reflect on the past year, express gratitude for the good moments, and make wishes or set intentions for the year ahead. Some Mongolians also perform small traditional rituals while watching the sunrise. For example, offering symbolic items, burning incense, or simply standing in silence and sending positive thoughts for health, happiness, and prosperity is common. Even in the cities, people try to find open spaces or rooftops to catch a glimpse of the sunrise, making it a meaningful way to begin January 1st and the new year itself. Alright, we have talked a lot about how Mongolians celebrate New Year's Eve and the recent trends in New Year parties. December brings joy to everyone. We can be grateful for our health, happiness, and the opportunity to spend time with the loved ones. That in itself is a reason to celebrate. And this special New Year edition of Voice of Mongolian English is coming to an end. Thank you for being with us during this meaningful moment of the year. Wishing you a magical and beautiful New Year. Happy 2026. Enjoy the celebration with your loved ones. And may the coming year bring you joy, health, and success. Happy New Year and goodbye.
Надад чамд нэг хавриг авчирхаа